We must miss you when we grow tired. season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
us
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you. Like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Jangle Heaven. I'm your host, Jack, and I have today a guest with me.
Hi, I'm Bronwyn. So excited to be here. This is my third time on a WMFO show.
And today we have some good songs planned. Again, not much of a theme, but a lot of fun songs. Partially we'll be featuring the music of Magdalena Bay, who we saw in concert last night at the Sinclair in Cambridge. to note, there will be some excitement over the over a recording we got from Amika the singer to introduce the show, or the station at least. So I'm sure people will start using that soon, of course. Then we just had Time of the Season by the Zombies. And to start off with some more jangly music, some more indie music, I'm going to turn it over to Silver Jews with People.
your life is interesting and true. It's just the same for a man or a girl. The meaning of the world lies outside the world. People love people and they understand. If you want to renovate your background mind, a feral woman needs municipal.
That was Silver Jews with People. A great bass line on that song especially. That's probably my favorite thing about it. I've been playing a lot of bass recently, and it's been fun to learn that and some other stuff by this band. Also, I didn't realize until recently that... I never really listened to them much before, but I didn't realize until recently that Stephen Malkmus is in this band, famously of Pavement, who I'll play a little bit next. But... I also like the way that, I don't know, there's always such a vague religious influence going on for the band, you know, he's talking about suburban kids with biblical names. The band is called Silver Juice, but nothing ever never anything that sticks out and is like clearly a Bible reference or something. I like that. It's kind of interesting. I was reading that David Berman, the singer, was saying that he would never become famous off of just music or something because he didn't think he was good enough, but he could make poetry better than anyone else, which is interesting. I think the lyrics are pretty great. So next up is Pavement.
So the next song that we're going to play is a song that's been literally stuck in my head for like 3 days straight. Wednesday is a super busy day with me for classes. I have 4 classes, and at the end of every single class, I play this song because I've been so obsessed with it. You've definitely heard it before. It's very popular, but it's like probably the most catchy song that I've ever heard. So excited for you to hear it. And then last night I discovered that Phoebe Bridgers actually does the background vocals on this song. So that was a huge, exciting discovery. And yeah, this is On the Floor by Perfume Genius.
Fire rips me all up inside.
On the Floor by Perfume Genius. Extremely catchy song. When I first heard it, I could not stop listening to it for a few weeks.
I think I'm definitely entering that era right now. So now we're going to talk a little bit about... Recently I guess not as much this semester. Last night, as Jack said, we went to Magdalena Bay. So good. Went with two of our besties, Jill and Sid, if either of them are listening. And Andrew. Sorry, Andrew. I know he's not listening, though. But Magdalena Bay was awesome. We saw them last semester too. But between the two of us, we've been to a lot of different shows in Boston. We were just talking a bit about the differences in concert goers between different artists that we've seen. And last night there was this one guy at the front of Magdalena Bay, literally front and center, like Mika, one of the members of the duo was singing like straight to this guy. And do you want to describe him?
Yeah, I'd love to. To give some honor to the great concert goers of Boston. We had this kid in the front row who was wearing like a sweater and a collared shirt, and not really singing along at all, not really dancing along, just standing there on the edge of the stage, just in awe of what he was seeing. Same position the entire time.
He dressed like he was like 35, 40, which was very strange because the makeup of this concert was definitely like all under the age of 25.
Except for the next member of the audience I wanted to discuss, who is the 50 to 60-year-old man who was singing along to every single song and headbanging also. Probably the oldest member of the audience near the stage. And that was really great to see.
But I think it definitely has an impact on the show experience, like who's there with you, like what the energy of the crowd is. I think for me, I've yet to experience a crowd that is like really going crazy and like so into the music. I've seen a lot of good crowds at the Sinclair, but I feel like Jeff probably.
Yeah, have you seen any other memorable guests at other concerts, maybe last fall?
I'm trying to think. I feel like there was something we went to at the Sinclair that was. Wasn't 100 Gex your craziest, though?
Oh, definitely. 100 Gex at the Royale was. I haven't been to very many concerts, but that was definitely the craziest. There was actually like a real pit. The Royale's a little bit bigger than the Sinclair. There's room to, you know, jostle people around and get hurt even. Sid and I went, and he was with us last night in Magdalena Bay too, and we got pushed back to the end of the floor, and then people were upset with us for going a little bit too hard for where we were, but we really had no choice, and there were a bunch of crazy people there. Very different scene from Magdalena Bay, but, you know, same universe.
I've stuck to Sinclair mostly as a venue for concerts, which I'd very much recommend, the Sinclair in Cambridge, if you have not been. But I'm set to see Claro at House of Blues next weekend, which I have not been to since a field trip in fourth grade, so excited to see that as a venue. But Sinclair definitely remains my number one for Boston concerts.
All right. And with that done, I want to turn to a song on an album that I listened to for the first time a long time ago, but I find myself coming back to every couple of months because it really is that good. This is Race for the Prize from the Soft Bulletin by The Flaming Lips. All right, we had two great songs from 90s alternative. The one you just heard was Jumper by Third Eye Blind, which I've been pretty addicted to recently. One of my friends here says it's his favorite song ever, or maybe most played song ever, which is pretty insane, but it is pretty great. Yeah, I've never given Third Eye Blind the attention they deserve. And also, the end part, the before the last chorus, there's a brief modulation to a different key, and I've been kind of looking out for those recently because I'm taking this music class where we're having an assignment to kind of analyze modulations in music. And there's somebody in the class who showed us this song, which it's pretty popular. I think I had heard it before, After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind & Fire. And it's just, it modulates like multiple times every like minute. No, well, it's a short song, so that wouldn't be that crazy. That doesn't really sum it up well enough. It modulates a ridiculous amount of times, and it was, you wouldn't really notice unless you were looking for it. But, you know, in a class full of music students, it's very fun to hear things like that. And, you know, maybe people go a little too far pointing everything out, but still exciting. The song before that, Race for the Prize, yeah, really one of my favorite songs by the Flaming Lips. I remember watching some sort of documentary about the album, The Soft Bulletin, and there's just so many funny things going on. One, the strings, if you could really call it that, that's not what it is. It sort of sounds like strings, but it's actually just MIDI strings that they put on multiple tracks and then detuned some of them so it sounded more authentic. But it just has this crazy sound when it comes out on the record. And then I also remember on the second track, A Spoonful Weighs a Ton, which I also love. They submitted the original demo or the tape or something to the label or their manager, whoever. And the feedback was basically, this is great, but why are the vocals so terrible? And that's Wayne Coyne singing. You know, I don't really have a problem with his vocals, or bad vocals in general. You know, maybe Stephen Malkmus would be an example too, but I actually love his voice. And I guess keeping in with this 90s alternative trend before we turn it over to some Magdalena Bay, let's just hear some REM to round it off. So this is... Let's play Electrolyte from New Adventures in Hi-Fi. Some latter end of REM's career.
I'm out of here.
So there we go. That was REM with Electrolyte. You know, I try to play an exciting collection of music on this show, but when I don't necessarily have a whole show planned, can always fall back on 90s alternative to be, you know, as jangly as I need it to be. So we wanted to talk a little bit more about the concert and about Magdalena Bay before we got into their music and into the wonderful ID that we got recorded from Mika.
So we actually saw them last fall, but same venue, Sinclair and Cambridge, but they were opening for George Clinton, so it was really cool to see them as an opener and then on tour doing their own show after they've released this whole album, Mercurial World, which if you haven't listened to, you totally should. It's so good. Also, you should check out Matt and Mika. They're so goals, so cute. We think they're dating. We're not sure. I know they dated in high school and then broke up for 2 years in college and then
I didn't know
got back together to form Magdalena Bay. But yeah, the show last night was just awesome and it was so cool to see them a couple months later after they've grown a bit.
And as they were the headliner, we had the opening act, Cecile Believe.
She was crazy.
And she was pretty great. Her music was pretty good, actually. It fit. It was a very, you know, she did a great job as an opener. And she had an interesting stage presence too. Very different from Magdalena Bay.
Her fit was, let's get into it. It was like light wash, acid wash jeans with full bedazzled, and then like a furry vest. She had like, I was talking to my friend Jill, and we couldn't tell if she could have been literally anywhere between the age of 20 and 50, and I would have believed you. She did have like a stage presence like no other. And then we saw her after the show, so that was pretty cool. But now we're going to play a song that we heard last night, and this was used to be my favorite song by Magdalena Bay. I don't know if it still is.
What song is that?
The Beginning.
Oh, okay.
So good. So good.
Here we go. The Beginning.
No, hey, you're not afraid.
All right. That was the beginning by Magdalena Bay. We had a friend call in. We were trying to put her on, but unfortunately there's nobody who has a show on WMFO who knows how to use the phone. And seeing that we're almost out of time, I'm going to read a PSA now to get that done, to be productive. And so I have this one selected. Well, it might be a little bit late for this, but it's always worth keeping in mind. This is the Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA. Who knows? We get snowstorms in April sometimes. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And, well, to end off the show, I think it's only fair that we play another Magdalena Bay song. Was the Mercurial World Tour. And this is another one of my favorites from the album. This is Hysterical Us.
Secular likes. This is Mika from Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.